Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, November 25th, 2019. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about millimil and fuel price increases.
And to join this discussion, you can phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you right back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
And we're also on the internet. You can visit www.voazimbabwe.com. For Shona, visit www.voashona.com. And for Ndebele, visit www.voandebele.com.
If you've just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the economic situation in Zimbabwe as prices of basic commodities go up.
The Grain Millers Association of Zimbabwe has announced new retail prices of millimil following government's move to remove subsidies on grains. A 10-kilogram bag of roller mill now costs $101.66.
At the same time, the Zimbabwe Energy Regulatory Authority also announced fuel price increases today. A litre of diesel now costs $17.90, while a litre of petrol is selling at $17.14. The energy entity says the increases were caused by the current interbank rates.
And some Zimbabweans say they are now struggling to make ends meet due to the steep increase in prices of basic commodities.
In another development, Vice President Constantino Chiwenga arrived in Zimbabwe in a chartered Chinese plane on Saturday and was received at the Robert Mugabe Airport by his relatives and a senior Chinese official working in Harare. He was airlifted to China in July while in a critical condition. His sickness has not been made public.
And today marks the start of 16 days of activism against gender-based violence, an annual international campaign designed to map strategies on the prevention and elimination of violence against women and girls. The theme this year is Orange the World. Generation equality stands against rape.
Please note that we are live streaming this show on our Facebook pages, VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele.
And Gibbs, going back to the 16 days of activism against gender-based violence, our youth show tomorrow will actually be speaking about this in depth. So please join us tomorrow again. Of course, don't leave this platform. Join us today. But be prepared to hear Mike Hove, who will be hosting the youth show, talking about the 16 days of gender-based violence and what it means for the youth,
Gibbs. Namhlanje uhlelo lwe-Live Talk sikhuluma ngentengo yempahla engani yakhuphuka izinsuku zonke. Kodwa sikubonayo namhlanje ukuthi-ke intengo yempuphu isikhuphukile sibili, 10 kilogram ye-roller mill isiyi-$101.66 kanye kuyafika sibili ezitolo lapha. Lokhu-ke kwenziwe ukuthi iZimbabwe Grain Millers Association ithi uhulumende sekhiphe lokho usekela phela intengo okuthiwa ngama-subsidies nxa kuthengwa impuphu umumbu. So ngakho-ke uthi-ke nxa sokunjalo kutho ukuthi phela sokukhuphuka le ntengo yempuphu. So ake lisitshele ukuthi kuyini okwenzakala khona ngapho esitolo. Kukhanya kuningi sibili le ntengo yamafutha ezimota layo ikhuphukile. Siyabona i-diesel, sibonele petrolo lakho kukhuphuke sibili okumangalisayo. So ke siphinde sikhulume ngolunye udaba. Siyakhumbula ukuthi u-Vice President uConstantino Chiwenga wayethwalelwe kwele China lapho-ke afika ayilatshwa khona. Uthethe isikhathi eside sibili ekhona ngale, 4 months elalisiwe khona ngale, kodwa kukhanya bamelaphile sibili. Ubonakale thutsha khona ngale-ke International Airport eHarare engani ngumuntu ogiye sibili ukuthi nxa umkhangele uqine saka. So ke abanye bathi kukhanya ngazani kodwa kungani kukhona ukutshaya amanzi amnyama, kungani ngasadlelani kangako lo mongameli u-Emmerson Mnangagwa. Kodwa sibabonile phela baphuma kumabona kude bekholisa behleka besenza konke ke okutshiyeneyo. so ke sifuna ukuthi lingene xoxela lingakhonoko bese kuya ke insuku ze 16 days of activism esigalisa namhlanje lesi sikhathi sokuthi ukukhankaselwe phela ukuthi kungahlukuluzwa abantu besifazana lamantombazana so ke silethemba lokuthi liyalwazi ndasazi isikhathi lesinxa kusenziwa umkhankaso lowu liyawazi ukuthi kumele lenzeni so ke ngenani kuhlelo kolo manje esixoxeni zulukandaba kunjalo ke mavulas
aiwa kunawo vachangobva kupinda muchirongwa chedu tinokuchingamidzai nhasi tine gango shange tiri kutarisa pano palive talk nyaya yekukwira kwemitengo kwechikafu uyezve kukwira kwemitengo kwemafuta tiange tiri kutarisa zvakare takaona kupera kwevhiki iro rino mutevedzeri womutungamiri wenyika vaconstantino chiwenga vachisvika ivo munyika toda kunzwawo pfungwa dzenyu titarira zvakare kuti nhasi ndokutanga kwemazuva 16 days of activism against gender-based violence chirongwa chinorangarira iyo kushungurudzwa nyanya kwemadzimai nevanasikana uyezve titange tiri kutarisa kuti imi munoona sei izvi saka pindai muchirongwa mutipowo pfungwa dzenyu Gibbs
yes labantu asebengenile khonapha ke kufacebook yethu yesindebele voa ndebele lingakhohlwa ukuthi kule voa studio 7 kuzobuya i-VOA Shona sokubuya phela ekaZulu i-VOA Ndebele so ke nxa sigangela khonapho kulo Norman Ngwenya uthi amaTshona Dube singazi ukuthi njani khona ngapho ke mfowethu umsunduzwa Ndlovu layo uthi litshona njani basakazi sitshone kahle sibili mfowethu singazi wena lapho khona ngapho ye siyabona liyangena sibili siqela ukuthi nxa libuya khonapha litsho phela ukuthi lokho esikhuluma ngakho likubona njani kunapo unabantu yini marvelous
aiwa panapa tiri kutiona tine vazhinji vari pano pafacebook page yedu yevoa shona tina top fan wedu adriani munyaradzi quinte ari kuti good evening aiwa toti good evening kwamuriwo kuno achiri masikati zvavo kuno kuwashington i 5 minutes past 1 masikati mcdonald maregedza ari kuti ndiri kuno kucape town tinokuchingamidza ive kucape town elton mafararikwa ari kuti maswera sei kwa wataswera zvakanaka David Dube ari kuti good evening pachirongwa aiwa good evening kwamuriwo hanzi na Gabriel Paradzai inini I'm watching you live from Chipinge aiwa ndokanyi kwangu makadi kuchipinge uko Joseph Rashai hanzi good evening I'm watching you from Limpopo munyaradzi midzi hanzi tinokumbira vachiwenga vaite correction pane zvavakaita 2017 ndokutaura kuri kuita munyaradzi midzi abva kuti ndifonereiwo ndiri pano pa Joburg Alfred Makota hanzi good evening I'm watching you from London aiwa tipei namba dzenyu makaisa makode numbers enyu kuitira kuti kufonerei Tafara Fekeche ari kuti makadiwo zvenyu kwamuri ikoko aiwa kuno tiri wadi tine top fan yedu disciple Gilson Madanire ari kuti hanzi rikangei gango racho tione sister Marvelous aiwa nhasi tiri kukanga pano gango iroro nhasi ndezvakawanda zvatichange tiri kukanga mugango umu asi Busiso Farananda ari kuti I'm watching you from Johannesburg hanzi kutochare Renius hanzi tiripo pachirongwa top fan yedu Tanaka siwawo hanzi Sister Mavi, kuri saiko ikoko, kuno kuri kutonhora. Asi pano pa program pari kupisa saka pindai muchirongwa monyora zvakare namba dzenyu makaisa makode numbers enyu dzvanyai zvakare pakanzi share kuitira tione takawanda Gibbs.
Yes, our first guest Marvelous is Bulisani Ncube is a businessman based in Bulawayo, but right now he's traveling, he's in Johannesburg, South Africa. Mr. Ncube, welcome to the program.
Welcome, Mr. Dube.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much for inviting me.
Yes, thank you so much. You are a businessman and you are saying all this that is happening in Zimbabwe. Fuel price increases, now basic commodities are also having this kind of knock-on effect. So at the end of the day, what is going on in Zimbabwe in terms of these price increases? Are you there, Mr. Ncube? It seems as if we lost him.
I think we've lost Mr. Ncube, but we will try to get him. Tombo chingamidza sisi chipo Juliet Dube warikuti satomirira gango aiwa pindai mugango tiri kufraya tiri panapa. Atanaka siwawa arikuti vachiwenga may take advantage of the situation and emerge the survivor once again ndokuona kwa arikuita. Musa Wenkosi arikuti good evening I'm watching you from Cape Town. We tipro go savano anzi nasi ndine Mrs. Mav pachirongwa tichirwa tinovara. Hapano pachirongwa ndechenyu uyezve tipei number muchisa zvakare nema code numbers enyu. Maichi vakire varikutamba watching you from Bristol. Ronald hanzi muri seiko sister uko watching you ndiri kuno kuDurban. Ndiri kunzwa Gibbs kuti I think your guest is back on the line. You can go ahead and take them.
Yes, Mr. Ncube, can you hear me now?
Yes, I can.
Yes, so what I was saying is that, you know, there are these price increases. You know, we talk of fuel, we are talking of, you know, millimil, and all these kind of things. And according to the Grain Millers Association of Zimbabwe, you know, there is this subsidy that was removed by the government, you know, in terms of buying grain. So at the end of the day, they are saying the prices of, you know, millimil are going up. So what really is going on?
You see, the problem in Zimbabwe, Mr. Dube, is a complicated problem.
Mm-hmm.
In the sense that the economy is in a bad state. And when the economy is in a bad state, the drivers of the economy, which is the government, are equally not willing to take the appropriate step to correct the situation. Your first challenge is that, unfortunately, as a country, you cannot stand up and say I doubt, but there are very few what you can call business persons in the manner you know in America. When you're talking of a business person in America, you're talking of an ethical person, an entrepreneur, who is there. But in Zimbabwe, we do no longer have business persons. But because the country has been converted into a country of rent seekers and other arbitrageurs. Everybody, once you are in that situation, you've got a serious problem. And our situation is solved by the government, which is not also correcting certain things which are fundamental to be corrected in terms of the economy. This issue of trying to use the Zim dollar or the bond will not work. We now need to take a bold decision. Yes, I agree they should not use the US dollar as a bad currency.
Mm-hmm.
But they should use the rand. That's basically the decision. So that when it then becomes necessary to say, why are you increasing your prices in rand terms? What is it which has happened?
Mm-hmm.
That's a million dollar question which you need to do. Because what has been basically happening is that people have been fixing their prices using the US dollar terms. But if you check the black market, the U.S. dollar, I think, has been stable. The bond to the U.S. dollar has been stable for the last 2 weeks or so. And the million-dollar question is, what is it which is causing price increases today?
Mm-hmm.
What is causing price increases today is that we are now a country of rent seekers and other arbitrageurs.
Mm. So, singathi-ke yiko kuhlupha khona ukuthi abantu baphongwenza nje mahlayana nje. Akusahanjiswa ngemfanelo?
Yes.
Yes,
no, you're saying yes. We have got a government which is not doing things right. We then have people who are not helping it. When you think this person is a business person, you are not talking of a really business person, but you are talking of a rent seeker rather than a business person. I doubt if you can call certain business persons who are quoted as business persons. Because they are into everything. You find somebody is into fuel, he is into agriculture, he is into this, and all these things which he is in involve foreign currency, his fingers or his footprints are seen in all other dirty stuff.
Mm. Yeah, can you stay on the line? We are going to come back to you. I guess you've got someone on the line.
Hello, caller. Hello? Hello, caller. Hello, Vasanyankure. Ehe, toku chingamiza ipachirongwa.
Yeah, no, kutenda ii, no kutenda ipachirongwa.
Ehe, taura enyu, sikare enyu, motaura kwa muri.
Ehe, kutaura amu kutu ita preteri hapa.
Mm-hmm.
Sikise nirumini zamedu, kutura kutu ita wana siwa u... Kita pergi jauh, jadi dia nak uji. Ini, hey, dari mana kita ini? Dia buat dia, Kai vanhu vagona kugara pasi vataurirana nekuti vakaramba vane makatatano akadai tuwa zvizvipisitiri tisafa nekuti zvatiri kunoku Pretoria tichoti zvavo nhamo tichitadza kuti pamwe tingagona kuraramisa mhuri dzedu saka nechimari chatinowana chishoma kuno kusouth africa zvinorwadza kuti wachiindisa futi kuita kwacho kushata kwayo kunezvekwavakurema saka dei vatungamiriri vedu ava vava vafudzi vanorangariravo ruzhinji rwuri pasi apa varege kuva vafudzi vanongozvifudzawo dei vagona kuti zvisiyao nekuti suwa ruzhinji rwuri kutambudzika hama ruzhinji rwuri kutambudzika suwa 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 taigona kutaura navo
dai mai wanamukana hanzvadzi dai mai wanamukana hallo dai mai wanamukana wokutaura navo vatungamiri ava maiti chii kwavari makatarira mamiriro akaita zvinhu sekutaura kwamuri kuita
ini dai ndai wanamukana wokumbotaura navo sevatungamiriri varipo dai nguva tangu dai vagona kumbotaurirana vane mwoyo wokurangarira vanhu vari kuzasiko nekuti ivo ikatarisa kana vakarwara vanobuda kunze kuzvipindurako kunyika dzikurewo nekuti vane mari zvino isu kana tikarwara vazhinji hama dzedu dziri kungopera kufa dziri ino munyika yedu yezimbabwe saka dai ndaimbowana mukana ndaimboti zviri nani kuti kana makoniwa mumbopawo yechidiki vachine ropa rakanata vasina korohwa namasanitenzi kunyika dziri kunze vanokwanisa kuti even vachida kutsvaga dzimwe nyika dzedu dzidzana nazvo havasati vava nemhosva dzinovatevera saka dei vagona kumboitawo state ground imwe timu nuwani ine ropa rakanata richinge kureti vasati vava nezvipomerwa vambopindawo vambotungamirirawo dzimwe nyika dzinenge dzichidawo kuzoinvesta munyika medu dzinotanga kuona kuti apa vane leadership inyuwana isina zvipomerwa saka ndonzira bezi yekuti nyika yedu iyenderere mberi ndonzira bezi yekuti nyika yedu ibude mumadhaka mairi ezinongu tachingova neleadership iripo iyi handioni mainvestors achiuya munyika medu saka dei tiri kuti vambonzwisisavo vaita hana inonzwa tii kuti dei dziri hama dzedu dziri kutambudzika taidwa sei vamboregai tibotiburuka vambopinda mumwe munhu ambofamba nenyika achienda mberi nekuti chitarisa vachanyika vachiri neropa rakanaka havatati vava nezvipomerwa kunyika dziri kure ikatarisa 2008 pakaita government yenational unit hapana kupera mwezi vanhu vanga vava kutotenga kana chiri chinga chaaa kuti padhola unogona kutotenga chinga zvinhu zvanga zvatonaka mwezi usati watombopera saka tozvidzisa kuti vachiri neropa rakanaka vasati vava nezvipomerwa saka ivavo vakapinda vachamisa kana vasvika havo ivo vaingobatana navo kana vasingade kugata kudai vavachiita hurumende yomubatanidza bati vambopinza opposition iyi voipa makawazi makuru nyika yedu imboenda mberi
aiwa
izvozvi tine vana vari kutanga kuenda kuchikoro vana ivavo vari kukurira munhamo zvichinzi tatouraya even two or three magenerations kubva paasia tichizvipinda mberi saka ndinodya tuku kana ikatarisa ikutoshande vana vedu hatine chidii kuti vachazoweni ikutatokura amnao 33 years but tingodzungaira tinongoti tamboenda kuzambia wadzoka waenda kusouth africa wadzoka itoro kuti nyika macho hamurarami tisiti vana vacho kuti akambori kurarama kana ivo tingamhanyi mhanyi chaizvozvo saka dai nyika yedu yamboitawo zvakanaka vakuru vedu vambotiza tisi
aiwa tinokutendai hanzvadzi tinokutendai chaizvo muve nezuva rakanaka babai
ndinotenda chaizvo ndipindawo musurongwa muve nezuva rakanaka nokutidzirawo nekuti kwamukana wokuti titaurewo mashoko zvakasununguka saizvozvi ndinotenda
aiwa baba Gibbs.
We've got Bekisipo on the line. Baba Bekisipo, kunjani?
Ngiphilile nkosi, kunjani?
Hayi, siyaphila kakhulu. Ye, nanko kuyenzakala eZimbabwe, siyakubona kuningi kakhulu. Kunye kwangikhona impuphu phela intengo yangkhona sikhuphukile. 10 kg uyathenga $101.66. Kuzobuya ke amafutha epetulo lawo ungazala ngikhuphuka okumangalisayo. Kambe kwenzakalani lezweni fowethu?
Kukhona vele i-problem ekhona elizweni. Ilizwe alimanga kahle. Inkinga ekhoyo ikuba greedy enye into. Ikuba greedy ngoba nxa ngithi ngiyabheka loba nje ukhulunywa la ngama-sanction, ngambondi ma mina ningasanishina ngemali yami engilayo ebhenki lapho kumbe ngiyibeke kuphi. Asikuthi imali ingaphakamisa ilizwe leyo. Ilizwe linemali yayo eliyenzayo lo nangokwa iyaphi leyo mali. Ikuba greedy nje abantu abayilo abasezikhundleni badlala ngabantu, kudlala ngabantu lo.
Pho manje kulungiswa njani
abantu baseZimbabwe bade? Yikho kumele bazikhulule bona, kumele bakhululwe mbani kahle. Kumele bazikhulule bona abantu baseZimbabwe. Akuyena uphuthi somebody ozakushaya kusasa ukuthi hayi ngiyaxolisa, akulandaba sesizozwana. Sasa uyakushaya futhi, uzikhulule wena. Ngomfakile lapho uthi akushaya, khulule wena.
So kuyo phambili pho kumele kwenzweni?
Angithi bayayela ubona udubo. Avoid it.
Njani?
But ma uduko lolo kubona wena luyakujabulisa. Carry on, ulijwayele. But ma ubona ukuthi this thing is bad, angiyithandi into leya, stop it. Angiyeke ukuthi ubone imoto yakhe ivuza ipetrol, ube ulokhu uhamba ngayo ivuza ipetrol. You have to block that with petrol ingavuzi. Bayathaba abantu babhekile. Why lokhu bebuswa ngumuntu obatshayayo babhekile? Bakujabulela ukutshaya konke lokho. Yibo babafaka lapho. You have to stop them.
How?
Yibo kumele bazikhiphe enkingeni abantu basekhaya, bazikhiphe enkingeni. Well, kuzokuya ukuthi ngithole ukuthi kuthiwa abantu sekumele ukwazi ukuthi nxa uzothenga izinto from outside the country imali uyithethe. Buphukuphuku lo. Umbala obuza la abantu ukuthi ozobuza abantu ukuthi imali uyithethe. Buphukuphuku lo. Angazi ukuthi lalo lokuqhasha abantu abayiphukuphuku kangakuthatha.
Hayi, siyabonga.
Ukuthi ekhaya kukho bani. Abantu basemazweni badinga imali. And then they can buy stuff from outside the country ukwenzela ukuthi abantu basekhaya baphile. Uzobuza nje ukuthi imali uyithethe khona ukwazi abantu babalekile ngenxa yombuzo wakho ongekho muhle.
Hayi, siyakuzwa kakhulu ibhekisi. Yes, siyakuzwa kakhulu mfowethu. Sibongile ungadelwa kusasa, eh?
All right.
Yeah, thank you so much, Papa. So, according to Bhekisi, people have to free themselves from any kind of oppression that they are facing. And it's only themselves that can do that. Nobody else, yeah. So, kumbe sibuyele kubaba uBulisani Ncube. Ngamafutshane, Baba uBulisani Ncube. Nxa sukhangele sibili wena ngokwakho. Khona kokwenzakala eZimbabwe, ungubusinessman, ungusomabhizinisi sibili owaziwayo, pho lina likubamba njani khonokho?
Indaba le inzima kithi ngoba okokuqala ngithe kuwe uminista wezomnotho uyakwazi okumele kwenzakale, ukwazi kuhle mhlophe, abantu laba bokuhulumende bakwazi kuhle mhlophe okumele kwenzakale. Abangakufuniyo yikuthi kulento zabo abazaziyo, abona nxa kunje so labantu babo bayabhenefitha. Kodwa ukuthi bangayenza umnotho welizwe, bengenza izinto eziright eziqondisa umnotho welizwe, konke kuzandula. Ngoba okokuqala mina ngithi kuwe, sibe lesibonelo sisuka ngo-2009 ngesikhathi se-inclusive government. Bekule themba kuyo yonke indawo ye-economy, kuma-business, ama-business abe lethemba yokuthi hayi la ubesenza iplan yokuthi ngifuna ukukhula ngibe ngaka ngiyele, ngoba izinto zonke bezistable ngenxa ye-dollar yokusetshenziswa kwe-US dollar. But ngenxa umuntu ohlakaniphileyo uyananzelela futhi uminista abayilahla ngokuthi behlule ukunanzela ukuthi naye kuhle sibili yesidola isistabilayizile siyenzeni, kodwa kuqhubeka kusiya phambili kuzaba nzima ukuthi ilizwe lisebenzise i-US dollar. Ngoba i-US dollar ngingalinanzelela, i-US dollar legolide izinto ezimbili ezaziwayo emhlabeni ezokugcina ivalu. Awu-investor, you either invest in gold kumbe in US dollar. So ubusu sithi wena ilizwe elizama ukuchathama ngisebenzisa US dollar kunzima. So yikade ngikuthi ukuthi ukade kumele kwenzakale. Yikuthi nga uminister of finance ulahlele khatshana ngazi whether yi-sovereignty kumbe kuyini wavuma wathi a-a ngasisebenziseni i-rand as the best currency. Konke khonokhu kuza kuthi kuthi kulowo othengisa ulutho lakhe ethola amarandi ule confidence ngerandi o kuthi kuma
I think we have lost him there, but all what you're saying is that, you know, the best option out here is to use the rand.
Mm-hmm.
He says, you know, this bond issue and, you know, all these RTGSs and, you know, they don't work. So he says it's better for Zimbabwe to adopt the rand. But we still remember when the president said it was difficult to adopt the rand because mm-hmm. of certain conditions. So maybe you may be talking about it, but, you know, Zimbabwe has gone past through that. And they are saying they can't adopt the rand at the moment.
Mm-hmm. Aiwa, tukunzwa munyarikani wedu varipano vanqube vari kuti ivo maybe kumboshandisa mari yekunze yemarand kungabatsire asi tina va Clive Machekano vari kuti please call me vari pa Zimbabwe apo. Hamusi wenkosi ari kuti Zimbabwe ichasunungurwa urini tatambura isu. Vamaridza vari kuti watching you from Bulawayo vari pa Facebook page yedu yeVOA Shona. Tinokuchingamidzai uyezve tinoti kana muine namba dzamuda kuti kufonerei tipei namba makaisa zvakare macode numbers enyu. Top fan yedu Boaz Jaya Gurans everything zvinoomesera vari kumaruwa. Hanzi zviri kuitika munyika vari kunyanyoomerwa vanhu vari kumaruwa. Gordon Harineki ari kuti watching you from Zim. Aiwa, pindai muchirongwa mutiudzo kuti muri papi pacho kuZimbabwe tikukwazisei. Mai Chivakiri anzi that's very true caller, ndofunga vari kuwirirana nezvanga zviri kutaurwa nacaller anga ari pano. Kules Mutandwa anzi good evening my sister. Ash, saka Christmas toidya nei? Nyika iri kurasika mudondo. I don't think our country ichashanduka sedzimwe nyika, ndokutaura kwavari kuita Dine Chivurugwi ari kuti VOA you are live and clear. Kwandiri kunoko Disciple Gilson Badani raikuti icho kwadi here kuti Zimbabwe yavambirwa rimwe bato rinonzi MDC Zimbabwe Party. Aiwa, kana tazvinzwa tine kuti tawana verification tichadzoka kwamuri tichitaura. Cosmas Masuka arikuti ndiri kukuonai ndiri kuno kuCape Town. Samson Madzura arikuti makadii vashamarari, I'm watching you from Bethel in Mpumalanga kuSouth Africa. Zvinorwadza nguva yatava yaoma iyi. Alois Mujingi adapter and I'm watching you. I am here in Western Cape.
Now, marvelous, we've got another guest, and this is Mr. Pilif Kaule of ZANU PF. Mr. Kaule, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening, my brother. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much. What's happening in Zimbabwe? Today, there is an announcement that the price of Millimil has gone up. At the same time, there's another announcement. The price of fuel has gone up. I think people are waiting for other announcements concerning price increases. You are a businessman yourself, Mr. Kaule, and you are seeing things going this way. Is the country failing to do what is right?
Actually, what I can say is that this is bad for our people and bad for our country. But what I can tell you is that the government is working day and night to fix some of these things. But at the same time, there are some people who would want to see the government failing in delivering whatever the government is supposed to do its people. What I can tell you is that there are saboteurs all over the show who are doing all of these dirty things to make sure that they, at the end of the day, they label our government is a failure. This is exactly what is happening.
But at the end of the day, it seems as if the government is really failing. I mean, when you look at the inflation rate, that is the month-on-month inflation rate is very high. When you look at the prices of fuel are being increased every week, so which means there's something terribly wrong, Mr. Kaude. Don't you think so?
I don't think so, and I beg to differ with you, my brother Gibbs, because remember what the Minister of Finance and Economic Planning said some time back, that we have been going through these austerity measures that were put in place by the government for austerity for prosperity. And now that the government is now rounding off this austerity measure program, then now we are going to witness some changes. And this is exactly where we are right now.
Yeah, kodwa siyabona ukuthi abantu bathi ngasibili bawagawule nxa sikhuluma iqiniso sibili abantu bathi akuhambi kahle singazi la ukuthi esitolo sakho uthengisa njani impahla njengoba siyakwazitela mhla kukhuphukile lokhu kusasa kuyakhuphuka lokhuyana njalo kuningi izinto ezikhuphuka nsuku zonke abantu bayajinga babagawule akubaphendule sibili ukuthi kanti kuhamba njani
umumo lo Gibbs ngani ukuthi ngikhulume iqiniso mina wethu mubi kakhulu kumabhizinisi ebantwini ikakhulu ebantwini Gibbs ngoba into esiyikhangelileyo ukuthi ethebulini yomuntu wonke kube nesitshwala kube nokudla emulini zonke kodwa sekukhona kathesi Gibbs akulanto ebuhlungu njengokuthi abantu beqile besehlile kuthenga isitshwala nje sona sodwa lokho ayinto ebuhlungu kakhulu njalo into esingayikhangelelanga leyo njengesizwe ukuthi sifike khonapho kulelo banga kodwa lapho esesifike khona Gibbs kumbula phela ama austerity measures engikhuluma ngawo ukuthi umthuli wakhuluma upresident sale khuluma ethi madoda lapho siyakhona kuza banzima kakhulu kumele sibophene amabhurugwe sibophene izisu sibe ngabantu basenhlani iqiniso lelo kodwa phambili ngale nto zizavuleka zibe ngcono kodwa ngingazi kumbe sesinqanyikelelwa futhi ngendlalo yizithi nase sithombulula uhlelo lokuthi kube ngcono sesiphuma kuma austerity measures la kube nobunye ububi futhi sizahlangana lawo singazi khonapho kodwa sinethemba ukuthi izinto athethi zizajombuluka ngemva kokuba lobunzima obukhulu kangaka kube ngcono ngoba isandla sokwehlulekisa sikhona kakhulu uhulumende amele sikhangele kakhulu asimise kakhulu ukuthi asisuse isandla lesi
ye sicela ubambe khonapho ngayekatshana sizokuthiwa silomlaleli ecingweni wathi sezuthi silobani ye mfowethu kunjani esicingweni khonapho halo baba
yebo
kunjani baba
Ngiyaphila unjani?
Ngiyaphila, ngikhuluma lobani?
Ukhuluma lo Mandla.
Ye, Mandla, akutsho ukuthi wena ungibona njani okwenzakala eZimbabwe?
Ngithi uyabona into eyenzakala eZimbabwe angazi ukuthi singathi ihamba njani, but mina ngombono wami ngibona ukuthi ukukhuphuka kwezinto lokhu obviously kwenziwa ngabantu abakuhulumende ngabomo because ungakhangela I think 99% yabantu abakuhulumende bonke they are owning businesses so abantu abanjalo what do you expect ukuthi bangakhuluma towards ama price increases they cannot say anything because they are benefiting a lot ungakhangela ama garage abantu abanengi abakuhulumende ba own ama garage that's why petrol ikhuphuka day and night abacho next into abayidiscussa eParliament ba discussa because these are the issues they should be discussing eParliament yabo but they are not discussing anything into zikhuphuka day and night awukazi ubazwe bekhuluma bethi bona bephuma nje from nowhere be address lokhu zene umphakathi ukuthi isituation imi kanje abakwenzi lokhu siloku sizwa same people bona labo gawule labo lokhu zene ukuthi ngobani labo othuma in company abantu thina why lingakaze li invite ama ministers are responsible ngalawo ma departments okule problem khona bazozikhulumela bona batshela abantu ukuthi what's going on, what are they doing to address that problem. Always we are hearing two same people every time. I don't think ukuthi bona labo gawule and so forth, they know everything about all departments. Yabo?
Yeah, kodwa siyazama ukuthi sibabize ukuthi babuye, kodwa babuyi. So ke sicina sithola bolaba ke.
Angithi babaleka khona lokho, ukungabuyi kwabo kukhomba khona lokho ukuthi babaleka khona lokho ukuthi abayazi into abazayitshela umphakathi. Ithi ukuthi ba innocent into ziyenzakala labo bengakwazi ukuthi kwenzakala kanjani. They should be coming forward and explain, but the reason why they are not coming forward is because they know what's going on. They are not telling the truth.
Thank you so much Mandla.
Abakhuluma iqiniso labantu konke ama prizes wonke la khuphuka yonke inxa kancane yenzakalayo they are behind it and then they turn around try to blame somebody else. Umsebenzi wabo yini kokona lapha ku government bangasidobhi zonke lezi zinto lezi. What are they doing day in day out?
Siyakuzwa kakhulu Mandla ungatshela kusasa mfowethu.
Ngiyabonga baba.
Thank you so much. You said it all, you know?
Mm-hmm.
In English, yeah.
Mm. Aiwa, tinenge tine munyarikani wedu aripano vatawanda dzokora vebato reMDC vanova chairman muno muAmerica. Makadiva dzokora tokuchingamidzai pachirongwa.
Makadi tete Marvelous, makadi muri ya Zimbabwe ya kati erera.
Aiwa isu kuno tiri wadi. Tukona vashinji varu kuchema chema nyanya panyaya ye kukwira kuri kuita mitengo ye zvinhu. Taona ve Grain Millers Association of Zimbabwe nasi vachiti ivo vabvisirwa masubsidies ne hurumende uyezve mafuta akwira. Imi sebato reMDC munotii nezviri kuitika izvi munyika pari zvino?
Inonzi nzara takarima kutambura kwega kwega. Tine dambudziko muZimbabwe rekuti tine musangano unonzi ZANU PF shasha yekuriga maelections. Asi tatinozongoona tati fambei apo ndechekuti kana wakwanisa kuriga maelections hazvizokwanisiki kuti urige economy. Ndo zviri kuitika kuZANU PF izvozvi kuratidza kuti havasiriwo vatungamiriri venyika vanofanira kunge varipo. Nyika iri kuramba ivo vatadza kana kuisumudza nyika yacho, saka ndopatiri iko zvino izvi. Nyaya yatinogara tichingotaura iyoyo yekuti kana munyika musingazikano kunzi ari kutonga ndiani, vari kutonga vacho vasina kuiswa nevanhu, vasiri vatungamiri vakaiswa nevanhu, iye hatinoti vanenge vasina legitimacy, zvinonetsa kuti mugadzirisike zvinhu. Zvinonetsa kuti vanhu vanoda kuti vauye kuzainvesta vauye, nekuti vanenge vasinganzwisisi, munenge muine nyonga nyonga. Ivo vacho veZANU PF vacho kana aresa Munangagwa hatorina clue kuti nyika iyoyi achaigadzirisa sei. Ari kungopupurika, ari kungoenda chete. Saka ndopatiri ipapo tofanira kuti tigadzirise nyaya yelegitimacy ndokuti nyika yedu ienderere mberi.
If you can say the same thing in English, Mr. Jokora, before we take Mr. Gaule to respond to what you have just said in terms of pricing in Zimbabwe right now.
Yeah, that's what we have in Zimbabwe. We have a political party called ZANU-PF that is an expert in rigging elections. They've been rigging elections since 2002. And since that time, our country has been going down. And it has always suffered, you know, from a crisis of legitimacy. And that crisis that haunted Robert Mugabe is haunting Emmerson Mnangagwa again. If there is no legitimacy in a country, it means even the investors, the people who want to come and invest, they are not sure whether they should come or not, because there is always chaos in that country. People are always demonstrating. People are always complaining and threatening to remove the government. So that doesn't give, you know, confidence to the investors. It also doesn't give confidence to the people in Zimbabwe themselves. So we always have the problems that we are having. As it is, ZANU-PF and Emmerson Mnangagwa are showing that they are clueless as to the problems that are happening in Zimbabwe. They have no solution at all. The solution that we have, that we need, and that must be done in Zimbabwe, is for Emmerson Mnangagwa to realize that he cannot be the leader of Zimbabwe, and he cannot ignore Nelson Chamisa, the legitimate president of Zimbabwe, the person who was voted by more than 2.6 million. So that's where we need to start.
Please hold on. We have a caller, and then we'll come to Mr. Gaule to respond. Hello, caller.
Kazaita Smavi.
Ehe, makadi kwa tukutora na nuye zemrukupi.
Murukutora na Elfas Chigusha, nrimuno mulimpopo, mumukopani, mumushono, mumushate.
Ehe, taurite nzwi.
Right. Ndoda kutangira pa muswa 13 March 2018 ndakapinda mbulawo Andrew Ground. Ndakana kuti pure pana sibedzi ndobva tarisana billboard hombe rakanga ndinangabva pa president. Makore esai dai mudzo zvimudzi ndinangabva ndichanda mumune. Right, takati kutarisana manziso kuda izvi ndinda kunzi pa president. Kozvacho ndakaona ndakasiririswa chezvo. Kusiririswa chezvo kuti zvichinda murume ari ndakuita sei. Murume ari empty, hana zvaangagona kuzviita pabasa rariro harigoni amwe mabasa pamwe. Zvechokwadi ndonhamo yatiinayo. Hapana tingatombobude ipapo. And ipapo pandakapinda musiwomuswa 13 ipapo, ndakanditarisa vanhu munguna waigutira ndakakurira kuda izvi. Munhu wese ari kurwadziwa, akatoona kurwadziwa kwemunhu kunyorwa mumiri torendava. Ini ndine chido chekuona football player, utility player achifamba uku kwakwa pavement umbri, chatoona kuti mutambi webhoro. Zvechokwadi kana ukamubvunza, anenge ari mutambi webhora ndosaka ndakagona kuona mukuru uyu kuti zvoita kwadi murume ari kutanga zvinhu zvaasinga gona uyu ndopatiri nhasi ndosaka tiri patiri ipo panapa kungonawo simba asi basa usina macredentials naro uchinyatsoziva kuti handina
kola tombokubatai ipapo kuti hatibvumiredu kuti vanhu tinyombane papurogiramu ndeyekuti tiuye muchitipawo zvinobatsira kuti nyika ienderere mberi uye zvichitaura henyu muchidimbu tibva tapa vagaule vatauro pamusoro pane
zvamatasisimazi handina mbuya ndakapfeka gumbezi rekunyomba ndikutaura chokwadi riri chokwadi nendava pana patoda kutaura chokwadi sechokwadi ndozviripo zvinotaurwa navagauri izvizvo vachingogara chiti hai kuzadunga kuzadunga ye kuzadunga kuzadunga kana iye chaio chaizvo mumwe make chai chaizanzwa kuti hapana zviripo iwona dhakure footprint yekuti chaio chaizvo vanhu 40 years variita papa footprint yekuti munhu akamboitiiko from 1980 to now haipo zvaizogoneka sei kuti muzimbabweni vakawanda kudaro zvovhotera munhu asina kana mafootprints zvinhu zviri siko zvakaita saizvozvizvi izvi zvinotaurwa navagauri izvi ndezvekungodzvinyirira vawanhu vavogauri intoenza yeda yekunyenjedzera vantu ende ipiniso yanazi vhere kuti yakukuruma manga manje tina saka nipiri kwedlula lina silizwa ngokukhuluma kwenu ukuti avanu lava kuda kuzvitoda nikezani mutsawina maelections nana ndokukuruma manga arikurikuruma nangu mudibara wokuruma uchikona ese kuvonayo namhlanje yiripakation yekuponisa kuti maelections aririgwa but manje avanu avariga maelections avakwanisi kuti vengariga economy because its not like that kufuneka iconfidence into yenza ukuthi igovernment le ingabi neconfidence wena gawule abantu bengabi neconfidence to this government nikuthi abayivotelanga abayifuni bekalamabona manje lapha kusenziwa ama-graduation lapenati lapha most of those staff members they didn't go there like they went to Mugabe hapana sophistication hapana kana chii vanhu wese wakawenza murume uyayo ruzhinji rwevanhu ngarirege kuti vanhu wese but majority rules ndopari kufamba zvinhu zviri rongo hapana confidence kubendel center hapana confidence kugovernment hapana confidence as long as pasina confidence kubanking center nekugovernment hapana chinombofamba.
Aiwa tinotenda kola regai tichipinza havagaule sezvo manyatsotaura navo mataura nerurimi rwamai mukapinda nechidhevene kuti vanyatsonzwa vagaule mupindiro zvataurwa nakola uyezve zvataurwa navadzvokora nekuti taona pane mazwi anga ari kushandiswa aya mazwi emdc avari kutaurawo kuti ivo havasi kufara nezvakabuda musarudzo nezvimwe zvakadaro pindurai tinzwi.
Yes, ndiri kudzinzwa kuti vapedza kutaura vakatsamwa stereki ndavoona vari kutuka vari kutikirira vachiita zvese zvese but haiwa hazvina kunaka toda kuti titange nekurespekta vatereri vana vezimbabwe vakaterera maprogramu akadai kuti vawane information kuti vadzidze zvakawanda kuti zvichii zviri kuitika izvo zvakanaka chaizvo but zvavari kuita izvo zvokumbotafura kusarudzo as a country now we are now moving forward as Zimbabwe as a family together as a family. If Zimbabwe was a company, we all as Zimbabweans have equal share in this company which is called Zimbabwe, our country. Mwari akati panyika iyi ari ana kuti panyika ari kuti nyika iyi vakapa vanhu vezimbabwe kuti nyika iyi ndeye vana vezimbabwe nokuti ndeye vana vezanupf nevana vemdc kuti vanhu uya all zimbabwe tiri vanhu vamwe chete zvatinoda kutarisa ndezvokuti toita sei kuti nyika yedu indire mberi kuti tishande tese semhuri imwe chete kusina politics dzinopindira tapfuura kune politics papa kati tiita maelection tichisarudza hurumende tikapfuura ipapo ngatibatanei tiinde mberi kana kune zvimwe zvisina kugadzirisika zvinoti tichagadzira mberi tichiinda mberi but hatidi kuti vamwe vedu vanofarira kuti vaone vanhu vandichitambura kuri vozopinda muutongi nokutambura kwevanhu kuti vanhu vatamburisise kuti vatambure vazotambura vozopedzira voratidzira vofara nazvo izvozvo hazvina kunaka. Zvakanaka ndezvokuti nyika ndeyedu chete ngatibatanei tigadzirisa tipare nemapfungwa iwe wataura kuti iwe une pfungwa dzinopfuura vamwe ndizvo zvakanaka izvozvo kana une pfungwa dzinopfuura vamwe tinozvifarira izvozvo huye nepfungwa dzako tivape nyika yezimbabwe nyika yezimbabwe vana vezimbabwe ngatichengetedzei runyararo runyararo ndivo vakakosha hakuna nyika isina inobudirira isina runyararo vanhu ngavawirirane iwirira ndigare pasi masema Zimbabwe tafura kusarudzo tatidi kudzokorora tichidzokorora hema elections dzakarigwa hema leti so even ku America uko ngatidzidzei even vana Trump vana Clinton vakati ma Democrats vakati ma Republicans vakariga but kubva ipapo they are now together, they are working together. Vari shasha panyaya idzodzi isusu tiri vanhu vasingadzidzi kuti as Africans tatina kusvika kwakuti kunobvuma kuti haiwa maelections apfuura Africa nyika yedu ichabudirira kana tasvika kuti tizive kuti maelections apfuura even kana usina zvimwe zvinhu zvisina kufamba mushe uchizviona kana tasvika ipapo congratulations comrade president. President, tichungamirire tiinde kumberi, tiinde kukumberi. President Mnangagwa hasi president weZANU-PF. President wenyika yeZimbabwe, wemwana vana vaZimbabwe, Zimbabwe yose as a country, yakatarisira kuti vaMnangagwa vadilive.
Mr. Gaule. Mr. Gaule.
Hakuna chinhu chinogadzirika one day, zvinozviramba izvozvo, kuti one day zvinhu zvinogadzirika. Nyika yanga yakafa kai, ikonomi yanga yakolapsa kai. Economic and anger collapse. If this is Zimbabwe, that we hope by Sira Night, setting by Chinese, people support it, killing the sabotage. Sabotage, you are common, I would think it's a nika. What a shatter.
Mr. Kaule, we hear you really. So, but I think you heard Mr. Tsokora saying, you know, the president does not have a clue together with some ZANU-PF people in running the country, and secondly, that is just illegitimate. He was not duly elected, and at the same time, he says there was a lot of election rigging. So we know that after the elections, the matter was taken to court, and you know the court made its own declaration. So you know the MDC still insists up to today that you know your government is illegitimate. Your government actually rigged elections. And all these kind of things, and you don't have a clue of running a country. Can you react to what Mr. Tsokora is saying there?
This is not coming as a surprise. This is coming from the MDC guys. Because in their group, they have lawyers. I don't know how they interpret the laws of the country. That we are over now with the elections and the court, the constitutional court of the country ruled on that matter. And why are they taking us back? Even then, the rule of law that they are singing about every day, they are always singing and dancing about the rule of law, but they are failing to even champion the people that the rule of law, of this rule of law that they are always talking about. But to me, it's not coming as a surprise. You can see how they do their things in their party. That is why there is commotion in their party. That is why they are always cry foul in their party. Even then, ZANU-PF is now winning all these primary by-elections that are going on, that have been held in the past, because they are sleeping, these people. They are fast asleep. And this is a wake-up call to them to say, wake up, you people, you are dreaming, you are daydreaming. And they are daydreaming. And this is exactly what they did. I remember this chaos that was there when Tsvangirai passed on. You can imagine that how they conducted their business. Even then, it's a shame to these people, to this kind of people.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Kaule. Thank you so much. Sizokutaki ubaba uburisani ngobe usephendukile usomabhizimusi baba Ncube ucingo lwakho kade luquntekile so ke akutsho ke ngamafitshane ukuthi going forward what should Zimbabwe do, you know, we are looking at these price increases, we are looking at this so-called chaos that is in the country according to the MTC, but according to ZANU-PF things are moving in the right direction, so what is the way forward?
Our politicians, especially our ruling party, are in the way to lose the business. The political party, even the motor is in the noise of our ambassadors. So, the US dollar, the black market, the US Zanu PF is more than Zabani Mariama elections. We saw Slans, Magi, who would take a talent of any five hour in the day, who would win my elections. Gave a national liberty over his run. I need a bunch of Zimbabwe. He would take a team, Maliby Tatanap, who would take his motor, his name, his Luna Ama Ampis at all. So all parallel, the economy put in loan, who made a cardigan. Abantu ababuza ilizwe abahonest abazimiseleyo ukuthi ilizwe leli lilungiswe ngoba ilizwe leli ngalingeke liqede i-6 months nxa uvele ufuna ukuthi ulilungise ngokuthi kwenze izinto ezikhonileyo okuyonge kukubalekile yikuthi ukuthi laba bazomba ngazo bakhulumisana bithi bangakhulumisana kutholakale indlela yokuya phambili yokusebenza sonke abantu bezimbabwe basezithula bakwazi kuhle mhlophe ukuthi kuthe ngesikhathi se-inclusive government labakhonithela amabandleni kubusazwe ayephilisana afoma uhulumende oyedwa abambisana nabakhona ithemba khathesi lokhu ukuthi kuphendula ngawina ama-election lo malaba wakutho ukuthi ngawina ama-election akusinene akukhulumiswane phakathi kwamabandla lawa izano p f le-NDC and ungakhulunyiswana ubangiswane
kusetshasitukeukuze
labo abezomnotho omthuli bayakwazi okugonde ngoba umthuli yena ngokwakhe engakabe ngu-minister of finance wayekhulume ne-bond north wathi bond north kalifuneki ngoba i-put it this way bond north is bad money bad money chases away good money mina mangani ukuthi wasetshintsha nini ukuthi i-bond note ayitshintshe ayibone i-good money ingaba yimali yelihle angikwazi watshintsha
ukubamba umlomo khonapho ngoba silobaba usecingweni plus futhi silobaba uzokora. So what Mr. Bursani Ncube is saying is that most of these politicians, they lie a lot. You know, he says he has seen that people in ZANU-PF lack some kind of leadership. So he says, what is needed in Zimbabwe are talks. You know, if the MDC and ZANU-PF sit down and discuss issues affecting Zimbabwe, maybe there is hope for the future. So he made a reference to the unity, inclusive government. He says there was hope at that time, and Zimbabweans remember that kind of a situation. So he says, go for that, and maybe things will work. And he says the bond note, he was quoting what Mr. Mthuli Ncube said at one stage. When he said, I quote, the bond note is bad money, and bad money chases away good money. So he says, when did it change?
That kind of interesting. And we've got the two parties here, but before we give a chance to both the MDC and ZANU-PF, we will take a caller. Hello, caller. Oh. Hello, Vakaunda.
Hello, I've been counting some Belkongo.
You see, I was a Kaunda, Wunjan Bab.
All right, I mean, I'm right.
Yeah, so I would talk about Kaunda, I would do a little Bolanjan. 1.5 minutes, I would need a Kaunda, but I'm not going to get up here.
Yeah, but all right, language, when looking at the moon, can also bring a loser, is the little name that could be in the band. I saw that long ago to the teacher, but I've been getting a little mean.
Yes, kuluma ngakhona ku-ke imtengo yempahla etshiyeneyo ukuthi iyakhuphuka mahlayana impuphu kuzobuya lamafutha ezimota. So-ke iphose lakho khonapho.
Alright, hayi vele mina ngibona kusazokhwela lapha nje kusesekudlela ngaye ngakhuluma laphana ngesikhathi ipetroli $7 what ngathi vele isazodlula ku-$50 isazodlula ku-$20 isazofika kuma-$70 something khonale konke njalo nje izimpupho kodwa mina konke lokhu ngikubona ku-right ngoba vele yikho kuzenza ukuthi umuna kakuvale impandla lakhe liphume masinya njalo kutshengisa nje ukuthi vele kabakwanisi i-government yezimbabwe konke nje ama-department vele ase-very polluted vele imele izilizwe nje government njena njenge Iraq nje yazi America yakalusi Iraq yabulana nje government yonke yakhona yonke yalungisa ukuthi very good so kufuneka nje kwenzakala ngale Zimbabwe nayo veli MDC Island engayenzi very polluted abantu abavele bevele bavela khona ngale kuzani uyazi kuhlangahlangana nengqabanqoza nje angena labo nampo bebodwa benza besikilwa futhi avela kula nto i-right ukuthi nje i-government ezimbabwe vele ihlezi njengwe-Iraq i-America yalungisa i-Iraq nayi-Iraq manje ngathi i-right zinto emele yenziwe ezimbabwe kuphela.
Hayi, siyakuzwa kakhulu ke baba Kaunda, ungadinwa lokusasa mfowethu.
Hayi, ngiyabonga.
Yeah, so according to Mr. Kaunda, he says, you know, maybe these price increases will force ZANU-PF to abandon power. So he says this is a good way, according to him. He says, you know, when there are these increases every day, the party will throw in the towel. So
interesting take there. Yeah. Sirigate mboenda kunava jokora veMDC vari munomo wa America tinzwe kwa muri manzwa zvazvirikutorwa nevamukola vati kutaurirana dzimwe dzenguva ndiko kungaunze shanduko munoona seizvi.
This is what we have said as MDC that we need to have a dialogue, a genuine dialogue in our country. President Chamisa has always been talking about dialogue. In fact, he is the one who started the idea of dialogue, and then Mnangagwa took it over. But then we want a genuine dialogue that is underwritten by a neutral guarantor. This is what we have always said. But Mnangagwa wants to be the player and the referee at the same time. So MDC is open to dialogue. We are not holding the country at ransom by refusing to have talks. It is Mnangagwa who is refusing to have a genuine dialogue. So in that case, it means our country is never going to move forward. I'm surprised and shocked when I hear Mr. Gaule saying we should move forward. We are not moving forward as a country, and our country will never move forward. It's only a few people in ZANU-PF whose lives and lifestyles and livelihoods are moving forward. Those who are close to ZANU-PF and those in ZANU-PF and the relatives of the people in ZANU-PF. Those are the people who are living well in Zimbabwe.
Asika vagauli vajokora regai ndipindire ipapo kuti vamwe vari kuti tinonzwa vamunangagwa vachitoda kutaurana, tonzwa vachamisa vachiti toda kutaurana, sei vaviri havasiri kugona kuti vangogara pasi vataurirane sezviri kudiwa nevanhu munyika.
Panotauriranwa tetemavhera panofanira kunge paine munhu anenge aripo pamusoro watinoti neutral guarantor. Ndopari kuramba vaZANU-PF. ZANU-PF inoda kuti vanhu vayo vauye kuzoita ma guarantors of those talks. Saka isi tiri kuti ngakuuye mumwe munhu anobva kune dzimwe nyika ouya wotigarisa pasi tochinyatsotaurana zvakanaka-naka, kwete kuti iwewe ndo urimo muring ndo uri kurwa wakuda kurefura futi, hazvinyatsoiti zvakanaka. And then toona nyaya yekuti nyika yacho sei isiri kuenderera mberi, sei isinga tisiri kuchinja. Tiri kuona kuti vamunangagwa sokutaura kwaita mumwe mutauri, vamunangagwa vanonyepa.
Chirege ndikubate muromo ipapo tazvinzwa, nekuti nguva yedu tasarwa ne 1 minute I think, kuti tiite zviri fair, tipakure zviri fair. Ngatipewo vagaule mukana wekuti vapindure zvamataura tozodzoka kwamuri. Vagaule, pindurai tinzwa.
Yes, what I can say is that President Mnangagwa, as the president of Zimbabwe, opened up for dialogue, and that one is not a secret even then. We all know that. And Mnangagwa is on record emphasizing the need for the political parties to come together and chart the way forward for our country. But I don't know whether these guys maybe have got good reasons why they are not joining the other political. Maybe they feel they are big brothers even then. They are a big brother to these other political parties. But the thing is, the problem that we have in this country is the type of opposition that we have at the
moment. Mr. Gaule, I think our time is also not on our side. Gibbs, I don't know if you've got something to ask him before we go.
Right, so your last word, Mr. Burisani Ngobe, your last word, 10 seconds.
Yeah, hello.
Yeah, your last word, 10 seconds.
Yes, but look, we are simply saying, going forward, the only way is... the political dialogue that is solution. That
thank you so much. Thank you so much, Mr. Abulisani Ncube. That was Mr. Abulisani Ncube. Thanks also to Mr. Wanda Zokora and Mr. Philip Gaule. Sending off his gifts to me in Washington, D.C. Good night, Zimbabwe.
I'm Marvelous Mplanganya, who is saying let's meet again on Let's Talk Ngati Kurukurai Mangwana. Msakangano Shakare, the youth show, where they'll be talking about 16 days of activism against gender-based violence tomorrow.